This review has been slightly modified to optimize your listening experience. While we have included a brief description of the figures and tables, all references, citations, appendices, footnotes, and endnotes have been removed. To obtain these tables, figures, quotes, appendices, full references and citations for this review, please view the HTML or PDF version. November 2007. International Review of Research in Open and Distance Learning. Volume 8, Number 3. Book Review by Sharon Storger. Indiana University, USA. The book title is Good Video Games Plus Good Learning, Collected Essays on Video Games, Learning and Literacy. The author of this book is James Paul G. A common technology associated with traditional educational environments is the chalkboard. The teacher stands in front of it and lectures to the students sitting in the classroom. Today's students, though, are experiential learners who multitask and prefer to learn by seeking, sieving, and synthesizing, rather than passively listening. In other words, these individuals learn by doing and are actively seeking out the cognitive challenges presented in video games. Because these students have been exposed to technologies, like video games, educational theories that worked in the past may not in a technology-focused world. James Paul G. could have used Good Video Games Plus Good Learning as a vehicle to examine educational games or the serious game movement. Instead, he concentrates on well-designed games and the ways in which they can become a context for learning. G. also examines the lessons that can be learned from video games, including violent ones like Mortal Kombat or Doom. While the media often focus on the violence in these games, G. argues that they are just like any other technology, alone they are neither good nor bad. Moreover, he asserts, effects, good or bad, flow not from the game but from game plus context. In this collection of essays that range in topic from pleasure and learning to the human mind to being a professional, G's intention is not to suggest that video games can, or should, replace books and teachers. In fact, he believes that the immersive experiences touted by liberal education are not enough. Guidance is needed, otherwise the learner is simply left to an infinity of choices with no good way to tell them apart. This is not to say that G is advocating for a conservative education approach, one that focuses on the acquisition of facts and standardized tests. Rather, G contends that good video games are ones that are challenging yet doable, and through guidance can help learners prepare for action. One of the strongest sections is G's discussion of affinity spaces in Chapter 8. He describes the concept of affinity spaces as an alternative to communities of practice that are presented by scholars such as Levin Wenger. As Kling and Courtright astutely point out, the term community is one that is often uncritically used in layman's terms to connote a group which shares warm, caring, and reciprocal social relationships among its members. G agrees with this assessment, and asserts that one of the main concerns is that notions like communities and communities of practice imply that the intention is to label individuals, who is included and who is excluded. In contrast, G's affinity space concept is one where people bond first and foremost to an endeavor or interest and secondly, if at all, to each other. Another section worth noting is the discussion on specialist language learning. In Chapter 9, G makes a distinction between everyday language, the vernacular style, versus speaking technically or the specialist style. Through an example of a mother having a conversation with her child about dinosaurs, fossils, and eggs, G reinforces the notion that even native English speakers need language learning in order to acquire and apply specialist language. He continues by stressing that until one has played the game, the specialist language has no situated meaning. Further, G states, school is too often about reading the manual before you get to play the game, if you ever do. According to G, Chapter 10 is the main piece in the book, in that it summarizes what he has been working on since his 2003 book, What Video Games Have to Teach Us About Learning and Literacy. G hopes that this section will further the discussion and expand on the ideas presented in previous portions of this book. Unfortunately, Chapter 10 is repetitive not only in terms of his earlier work, but more importantly of this particular collection of essays. G acknowledges this and suggests that this review is designed to bring together in one place the key themes, ideas, and issues. Because sections are copied verbatim from earlier chapters in this book though, this style can be frustrating from a reader's perspective. Therefore, those who fear repetition should take G's advice and skip this portion of the book. Repetition is not the only troublesome feature of this collection. While G makes a strong case for the use of affinity spaces instead of communities in Chapter 8, he loses sight of that message in Chapter 10. In this portion of the book, G makes no reference to affinity spaces, but continues to characterize these groupings as communities and communities of practice. This is evident in statements such as the one found in the section, Video Games and Learning, a New Field. In this portion of the book, G states that games like World of Warcraft are introducing new states or communities into the world. It is not clear why G defaults back to communities, but it does raise questions as to the applicability of the affinity spaces concept he so convincingly argues for in a prior chapter. G suggests that gamers may agree that a particular game is good, but they rarely think any one game is perfect. The discussion presented throughout this book, for the most part, is a good one, but like the video games G promotes, it is not perfect. While G's assessment of video games is thought-provoking, the substantial amount of repetitive content is disappointing, particularly to individuals who are familiar with his earlier work. Those who are new to this topic, however, may find this tactic helpful in reinforcing the fundamental concepts associated with games and learning. Overall, this book and the ideas presented within its covers are accessible to a wide audience. This includes practitioners, college students, and academics alike. This is the end of the review of Good Video Games Plus Good Learning, Collected Essays on Video Games, Learning and Literacy. The text format is available on the IRODL website. www.irodl.org Goodbye.